Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. That's jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And you know what my website is. It's Small Business Heaven. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. And also, if you want to ask a question, if you'd like for us to answer a question around here, we'll be glad to do that with the help of our Brain Trust members. Just send an email to askjim@jbsba.com. Gary Moore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and Gary has a degree in political science from pretty good little college there in Kentucky, and University of Kentucky. He's also former senior vice president of investments at Payne Webber before founding his own firm, Gary Moore and Associates, and he counsels to ethical and spiritual investors. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books. One of my favorites is Spiritual Investments, and his brand new book called Faithful Finances 101. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
I'm dreading this morning, Jim.
Well, no, the only thing is that Kentucky is always a favorite, isn't it? In the basketball every year, they're usually a favorite. They're one of the top ranked teams, and they had a little bad luck yesterday.
Well, they call this March Madness, and you know what the madness part is, Jim? It's the thought that any team from Alabama can defeat a team from Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's the mad part. But it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But I remember when I was at Kentucky, the one thing we never dreamed would ever happen was that we'd ever beat Alabama in football. And you know, every area has its specialties, and it's a little bit the way the economy is. There's an analogy there, Jim.
I know it. In fact, the thing is and one of the reasons why I especially wanted to have you here right now, Gary, is because, as I was talking about to the audience earlier, the world right now is a little bit agitated, and actually in some places a lot agitated. We got things are going pretty well here in the United States, but we got problems in Europe. We got lots of problems in Europe. We got lots of problems in Palestine. We got problems in Iraq. We got challenges in the Far East on a couple of different fronts between Taiwan and China and between North Korea and everybody. Is this a good time to be investing in stocks?
Tell me a time when there's never any trouble, Jim. Every year.
You got to admit, right now we got a little extra agitation compared to, say, 5 years ago.
No, I disagree completely.
You disagree?
Go back with me. Remember the Vietnam War. And then there was the 21% prime rate because of the Vietnam War and the inflation it caused. And then there was the soaring oil prices and shutoffs in oil. You know, everybody's complaining about $1.90 gasoline, but at least we got some. we're not setting in gas lines. And every year, Jim, I go along and people say, you know, as soon as this problem is solved, I'm going to get in the stock market. You know, the people who do that never invest, Jim.
Right.
The world is made this way. And unless you're a utopianist, I just spoke to a bunch of religious foundations in Pennsylvania, and I told them that unless you're an utopianist, the economy is not going to get better for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm. It is not in their lifetime, probably.
It is as good, right, Jim? If someone would have told me we could have had less than or 5% mortgages, 4% treasury bonds, economy humming along like it is, I'd have said this is the most perfect time to invest in history. And yet everybody's scared to death.
But now, Gary, if you listen to the political debates going on right now, on one side of the aisle, you'd think that we were having a depression right now. All this language about some of the worst conditions since Hoover days. You know, they're invoking Hoover.
This is what we call year-long madness.
Yeah.
In basketball, at least we only have a month of it. Every
right.
4 years, we have 1 year of year-long madness, Jim. And politicians, you cannot get elected if it's Kerry or Dean or whoever, by saying, look, this country's in great shape, and we ought to reelect the guy who's, you know, in the White House, or you ought to replace me, the guy in the White House, with me. That's not a good political strategy, if you will.
But how do they get away with it? I mean, if you're saying that the economy is so great, how do the opponents of the incumbent get away with saying things are so bad? I mean, can't people look around and say, well, you know what? I don't know if I agree with that.
No, it's human nature. I don't care how good your personal economy is, Jim. You always want it to be much better.
Yeah.
And particularly if things aren't going real well, there's two things that can happen. You can blame God, you can blame yourself, or you can blame the President of the United States. So there's always somebody who is not willing to face reality.
And usually, we said you blame yourself. Usually, that's the last person we blame, too.
Well, that's just not going to happen. I mean, lots of people like to blame God, but it's even better to blame the President. You can
that's
get
right.
in real trouble blaming God
that's
for all
right.
the problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do like to transfer that frustration. And there is changes, Jim. You know, what's happening today, I told the churches, I said, you know, I like to buy my T-shirts at Sam's. And everybody usually goes, geez, isn't that awful? That's made in China. They're thick, rich T-shirts, cheap, and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, what's wrong with Chinese women feeding their families by making T-shirts? And they said, well, nothing. I said, well, yeah, obviously the problem is people in South Carolina may not have a job making T-shirts. And they said, well, yeah, what about that? And I said, well, what you don't understand is that BMW is over in South Carolina, I think, making cars.
Mm-hmm.
And up in my home country of Kentucky, Toyota is mm-hmm. up there making cars in Georgetown, and down in your neck of the woods, I think Mercedes has a big plant. What people do not understand, Jim, in today's world, is that for every T-shirt job we export to China, we import, foreign companies import 2 to 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't want this protectionist rhetoric to go too far, Jim.
Well, and of course, I agree with you, and I appreciate you saying that, Gary, because one of the things my audience knows that I've been doing this whole year is I've been trying to start an honest debate about jobs. We've had, we just had your outstanding comments. We've had Governor Pete DuPont's been on the show talking about this. We've had a number of other people. Steve Forbes is going to be on next Monday talking about this, and it's important that we have an honest debate about this. And the main reason is, Gary, is because as long as we tell people that they're victims of what somebody else did, they won't get off their rear ends and go find a job. They'll believe that it's not their fault. They'll blame the President or God or somebody, as you say. We've got to help people realize that this is the way of things, and they're just going to have to deal with it and get re-employed and retrained. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Gary Moore after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101, From the Poverty of Fear and Greed to the Riches of Spiritual Investing. Gary, tell us where your books are available, please.
The easiest place is just go to Amazon. There, you never know if they're in the local bookstores. That depends on the bookstore buyers. So just universally go to Amazon and get it.
And also, folks, if you're at our website, and you're looking at Gary's information, including some of the archives that we've done, including today's show will be up in archive form pretty soon, next day or so. You can also click on the resources section on our site, and that'll take you to Gary's books, and also you can click on that, on his book there on our site, and that'll take you to where you can buy the book, too. So check that out when you get a chance. That'll give you another way of looking at all the things that Gary does. And you have your own website, too, don't you, Gary?
Yes, financialseminary.org, Jim.
Financialseminary.org.
It'll give you all our current thinking on the markets.
Okay. I want to get back for a minute before we get into a little bit more into the stock market. I want to come back for a minute and talk a little bit more about the speech that you gave and that you were when you were talking to the folks about what's really going on with the global economy, especially with jobs. Now, plug back in on that.
Okay. Well, let's continue our metaphor of the T-shirts at Sam's and the cars. The bad news is if your job to making T-shirts has shifted overseas, Jim, you're going to have to get some re-education. And it's going to be be a little harder. In other words, you're going to have more job skills than the average Chinese woman in order to make cars. And so you're going to have to go to school and get retrained. Now, here's the good news, is you can make a lot more making BMWs, Mercedes, and Toyotas than you can make making T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in essence, that's what the world is about. Now, if you're going to sit around and say, geez, the old days of making buggy whips and T-shirts is gone, and I'm going to be miserable, and I'm no good for the rest of my life, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see the opportunity, every challenge opens an opportunity. If you see the opportunity to get retrained, it's just like me, Jim. I grew up in the tobacco business. My whole family's in it. And all my life, I heard the tobacco business in Kentucky's dying. Well, that was a little bit over-exaggerated, but it's been hurt. Well, what was blossoming was the mutual fund business.
Mm-hmm.
And today, instead of working in the fields making tobacco, I sit at a desk and talk to nice people like you. Now, that's not a bad deal for Gary Moore, but I had to get some education.
Right. You had to retrain. You had to redirect yourself. And we got a lot of that going on right now. And that's the problem. That's the thing that makes me angry at the people who won't have an honest debate about jobs right now. Why aren't they talking about, instead of trying to throw up walls around our country and around the marketplace, which free trade is the best thing that ever happened to planet Earth, in my opinion, because you know what Basquiat said? When goods cross borders, armies don't. We're pointing ships at China and Russia, not weapons. And that's good for everything. That's good for everybody. But why aren't we talking about how we can retrain and redirect all the people who are unemployed rather than help trying to make them feel like they're victims?
Because you can be a victim, Jim. If you're, everything has legitimate difficulties about it. If you're in a particular area like where I was last week, I was in the town where Corning is, and you know they were big in fiber optics, had this huge boom with the internet bubble, and then everything shut down. Well, I mean, it's difficult for these people to even get education. A lot of them have to break up, you know, and I heard talk about, you know, my dad was going, I has to drive 100 miles now. My kid had to go off to school because we thought he was going to work at Corning, and now he's not, and so on. There's legitimate hardship in that.
There's no question about it.
Life is hard, Jim.
Well, the thing is, though, is I still don't.
Going to be easy.
I still don't think that that's being a victim. I think that's just
it's
being.
It's not, Jim.
Yeah, I don't think. Gary, I want to stop for a second because I want to shift over. We got a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
Where is the U.S. stock market overbought?
Yeah, yeah. The simple answer is yes. The war
and
monetary stimulus has put a lot of money out and has flowed into the stock market, Jim, and it's just too expensive again.
Where does John Templeton have his money these days?
Well, he's under, this week he told me, I could tell the Methodist, that he's under 10% in U.S. stocks.
Less than 10% in U.S. stocks. Where's the rest of his money?
Frankly, it's the most bearish I've ever heard him, and he's into international bonds primarily. Some real estate, commercial real estate investments. He does not like residential real estate. Here's the key, Jim. Things are so good, they can't get much better unless you're utopianist. We are not utopianists. So we like to buy when things are very, very bad. Remember the early 90s and recession when the Dow was at 2,500? We love to buy. This is not our kind of environment. We're selling into this strength in the belief that things can only get a little bit worse, and then stock prices would reflect that reality.
Well, that is pretty bearish. That's the most bearish I've ever heard you be, right?
It's the most bearish John has been. And here's the problem. People equate the market with the economy. What we're saying is the economy's great. The markets are overbought because of all the enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And we just think it's ahead of itself. And it'll come down a little bit. It might. And it may not. But we won't be back in it unless it does. That's the point. We're not making a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is you know, after the election, I'm starting to look after the election. I don't care who gets elected, Jim. We're going to have a recession. That's just the presidential cycle. You get it out of the way up front. They'll tighten things up and all that kind of stuff. It always happens.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. I hope not from your mouth to God's ears, Gary, but we'll see. We're going to get you back on the show after the election. Of course, you'll be here more than that between now and then. We're going to get you on after the election. We're going to make you. We'll see what happens. And Gary Moore, thank you for being here. Good to see you.
Thank you,
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Spiritual Investments. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.